everybody. This is Judith A. Cope. You're listening to Mad Love. So let me set this up for you, this impromptu podcast. I have some time to kill before I go to the doctor. It's my follow-up to the podiatrist, which is fantastic. Listen, those needles in the feet were not pleasant, but I have had a month of walking without a limp. It's fantastic. Thank you, God. All right, so I have a little snippet of audio, and this is what I'm trying to explain to people is what it's like when I am dealing with my mom. She's like this demonic toddler. She is not interested in you cleaning her up or anything of that sort. So when I tell you she slept for many, many hours, I would say 14 hours, which sounds long, but it was really a long time that she was in bed. And during that time, most people have to go to the bathroom. She is not unlike most people. She went to the bathroom, but she did it on herself, into the Depends, saturated the Depends, saturated her clothes and their bed pads down. Otherwise, the mattress would be saturated as well. And so you have all of these issues and it's just bad news bears. So she gets up. I can smell her. I'm like, oh my goodness, we're going to have to change. I walk her to the bathroom. I'm like, we got to change your pants and your underwear. We got to do it. And she just resists that completely. She's not interested. And so I know my caregiver is on the way, and this is who you need to hire. So as soon as she walks in, I'm like, she is completely drenched, smells awful. She's not at all interested in changing her. Oh, she's like, oh, I got it. So she fills a basin with water and she goes in and she closes the door. And that is when it gets like crazy. And I know she was getting hit because I know what it sounds like when my mom is delivering them blows and she's screaming and stuff. But like I said, I just recorded a snippet. I'm not trying to embarrass my mom. I just want people to know what it's like out here. And I'm not sure why this isn't more featured in the news. I'm not sure why people aren't talking about it. You know, I get it. There's a lot of shit going on. The world is a shit show. You got Haiti. Yes. I'm not sure if they're talking about it anywhere but on TikTok. But apparently a gang has overthrown the Haitian government. And the leader of the gang is a cannibal. He eats people and his name is Barbecue. Okay, and he's in charge. The most powerful man in Haiti right now is a man named Barbecue, and he eats people. Okay, that sounds crazy, and it is. And I'm guessing they don't want to alert us because all these Haitians are about to flood the United States, and they're going to cross over the border. And people are already watching some of the other people who have recently come to this country get into neighborhoods and start forming gangs and fighting people who already live in the neighborhood. Like, what is going on? And is this some elaborate strategies that some crazy person has cooked up and Biden is going along because he's fucking 80 and he's just old and nobody wants to say it? I'm not an ageist, but I've lived with a person in their 80s for the last, I don't know how many years. They've been in their 80s for 7 years. It's not what you want. It's not what you want. So I'm not sure what's going on. The world seems particularly crazy. But yeah, how this is not one of the stories, I don't understand. I don't get it. Because millions upon millions of us are already taking care of older people. And millions upon millions of us are going to be taking care of more older people very soon. We don't have time for smoke. We have family to look after, people to take care of, and I don't know how we're going to do it financially. I don't know how we're going to do it physically. It's crazy. The world feels very, very insane right now. And I'm telling you why. It's because all these old ass people are in charge and they have dementia and they are doing them. I have seen this movie and I know how it ends with a lot of poop and pee. Okay, anyway. Look it up, Barbecue, Haiti. But anyway, like I said, none of this is to embarrass my mom, but this is what it's like. This is a day in the life of being a caregiver. And if you don't have any help, I mean, real trained professional people to help you, you are going to struggle. You need to save your money and be able to hire the help that you need, because this, nobody is ready to just do this raw. If you don't have training in this, you're going to be like me. You're going to be like, what in the hell? It is something. And this is just a regular day. This is just what it's like. This has been me. Her yelling at me, her screaming at me, her punching me. Anyway, this is your future, America. And I'm not sure why we just won't let old people die with some dignity. Because this is not dignified. And it's hard. All right? I know this is not the most optimistic podcast I've ever made, but this is where we are. This is where we are.